My next guest is Jerry Marbena, the CEO of the Motsamai Tourism Group. Jerry, have you got the television on in the background looking at the Olympics? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. No, I'm actually at work at the moment, unfortunately. I'll probably join those cities this afternoon. Good afternoon to you and to your listeners as well.
I was looking earlier today in anticipation of chatting to you, because the reason we are chatting to Jerry is because they have converted the Nelson Mandela home in Houghton to a hotel, which opens on the 1st of August. And Jerry, the last time I was there was of the weekend of Nelson Mandela's funeral, and I was outside that house alongside hundreds of journalists and probably thousands of mourning South Africans, and the flowers and the tributes. It was an incredibly emotional time. It really, really, really was. And now it's entering a new phase of its life. What's been its history for the last few years since President Mandela died?
Maybe, John, before I proceed, just to kind of inform the listeners that there are two properties. There is a property on 12th Avenue and another property on 13th. When he died, he was living in the property that he shared with Mama Grasha Machel, and that's the property that you are referring to at the moment. The one that we are speaking about is a property that he lived in before he became president and during part of his presidency and part of his post-presidency. The one you're referring to is actually at his retirement stage. That's where he lived subsequent. So they literally are, as the crow flies, probably no more than 300-400 meters from each other. So they are very, very close.
Okay. And that house, the house that I was mistakenly thinking was the one that had been converted, what's its current use?
Yeah. Its current use at the moment, I think it belongs to the family. And I think they are currently the ones that are staying there and utilizing it as and when. So we're not involved at all.
Okay. So how much of Mandela history have you decided to obviously keep as part of what visitors to the Mandela Sanctuary will experience? If you arrived there and had no idea what the history of the place was and that it had a connection with the great man, would that become obvious to you fairly quickly when you walked in the front door?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. I think on a couple of levels. One is, because of its history and its age, it's a historical building. So when we had to refurbish it, there were certain requirements from a heritage point of view of some elements that we had to keep. But unfortunately, the house was in a state where some portions were basically uninhabitable, I think, if I were to use that particular word. And we then had to completely rebuild them. But what we've done is kept a lot of memorabilia, that's one. Two was the front portion. We've kept it as it is, as the original house used to look like. And then we've also kept some of the bricks and mortar as much as we could salvage and use it in the new building. And then we've then brought in the soft issues, where, you know, with the support of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, we've been blessed to be loaned some of the artwork that actually was given to him that the foundation had kept. So when you walk through the house, you really kind of, we've tried to capture the essence of the man.
Yeah.
The house has got 9 bedrooms, and 9 bedrooms because we wanted each decade to represent a phase of his life.
Ah, okay.
So as much as we could capture, in as much of an imagination as we could, we've tried to capture, you know, the boxer. We tried to capture the Pimpinel when he was on the run. We've tried to capture the visionary leader. We've tried to capture the one who loved children. We've tried to capture his love for his place of origin, which is Mvezo and that area there. So a lot of that has been brought in using art, that's one, and how we then translate the different rooms. We then use the art to give themes to each one of the 9 bedrooms. So each of the rooms basically gives you a phase or a picture of the great man.
So, Jerry, tastes differ, and what I regard as tasteful, other people would regard as over the top, and what I regard as over the top, other people would think as wonderfully exuberant. And yeah. And when you are, I mean, essentially trying to capture the spirit of somebody as legendary as Nelson Mandela is, it must be quite difficult to be confident that you're getting it right, that it's the right balance between a tribute to a legendary human being without going over the edge into sort of excess sentimentality and kitsch.
Yeah. And I think you may find that some people may accuse us of that somewhere along the way. But one of the things that we have done all the way through is worked with the archivists at the Mandela Foundation. So we've worked with people who have spent endless hours with him in those different phases. And we've tried as much as possible to draw from their wealth of experience and their wealth of what they knew about the man. And the foundation has also been very generous in providing us with some of the art, the material that we've used in the house to depict that. So when you say that we may be over the top, one of the architectural briefs that we gave to the architects who helped us to refurbish the place was to say to them that he was never an ostentatious person. He had fine taste, I think, make no mistake. But never ostentatious. So one has to balance between fine taste and exuberance, as I think you called it earlier.
And it's opening on the 1st of August. I presume it's not going to be cheap, but then you're aiming at a particular market. And I hope that the place is a success. If there are any people listening to us at the moment who would like a once-in-a-lifetime experience or something that they're regularly able to afford, what is the email, what is the website address where they could have a look?
John, what we've done is that with the current COVID situation, we've actually reviewed that opening of the 1st of August. We are likely to open the restaurant, which is something that I have not spoken about, before the rooms, simply because the restaurant also captures a lot of the food he ate. We've got Mom Crowley, who used to cook for him and basically take care of his eating needs as part of the team, in order to capture as much of that as possible. So when the people come there, they will be able to eat the food, live in those rooms. And we are currently finalizing some of the marketing material, including the website. So all of that should be ready within the next couple of weeks. And the price range that we're looking at is going to be at an entry level around the 4,000 Rand mark, and right up to probably, when you're talking the presidential suite and a couple of other experiences attached to that, coming in at between 12,000 and 15,000 Rand. And the more exciting thing for me is that we also have a conferencing facility. We've got two beautiful boardrooms that are used for conferencing. So in a time like this for us as South Africans, I couldn't think of a better place where a group of concerned South Africans could spend a day or two.
Jerry, I do need to say thank you for your time and move on. So is there at the moment a website at which people, on which or from which people could find more details for the restaurant or the conference center or whatever?
It's currently under development, but it's sanctuarymandela.com, yes.
Sanctuarymandela.com. Jerry Mabena, CEO of the Motsamai Tourism Group, which is opening that